It's McCurley in the morning on a Thursday morning. And as I told you a little while before, Lou is going to be in here with me, and that is Lou Burdett. He is with the King's Home. And I want to welcome you into McCurley in the morning. We play hit, kick, and country here. I know country music, a lot of people, it's changed over the years. Lou, but I got to ask you something. Are you a country music fan?
I'm a country music fan, and my wife is too. She went to the Morgan Wallen and Ella Langley concert in Tuscaloosa a couple of months ago, and she had the best time ever with my daughter.
Can I tell you, she was probably very fortunate, because that thing sold out like hotcakes. Yeah, Ella Langley's probably, and Morgan Wallen are probably two of the ones we play more of on Kix 100.3. Well, I want to talk to you first of all. Tell us a little bit about Lou Burdett.
Lou Burdett, grew up in East Alabama, so I'm a local boy.
Where'd you go to high school?
Handley High School.
Roanoke.
That's right. Oh, Handley High School Tigers. I love growing up in Roanoke. I wouldn't give anything in the world. But I've been in Birmingham. That's my home now. And I've been at King's Home for 24 years, and I just love King's Home Ministry, serving youth and moms and kids that have experienced horrible abuse. And, man, it's just been such a blessing to be a part of that team for so long. And so I love that ministry.
Well, you know, and you and I spoke off air a little bit about this, and we're going to get into King's Home here in just a little bit. But I wanted to ask you, or at least get your opinion, because you and I spoke. I've been through the adoption process here in the state of Alabama, and there's so many kids. I don't look down on anybody that wants to go overseas and get a child, or maybe one that's been through something up north or whatnot, a private adoption. I don't have anything against that, because all those kids need homes. But there's so many right here.
Right here, David. And thank you for your heart to adopt a child from DHR, Department of Human Resources in Alabama. When 24 years ago when I started at King's Home and became a team member there, we had less than 2,000 kids in care. And your listeners have probably heard some of Miss Terry and Nick Saban's commercials promoting foster care, and we have over 6,000 kids in care today. So, you know, we struggle in Alabama serving all the kids that need help. And at King's Home, we serve about 70 kids that are very troubled, that need therapeutic help. 98% have experienced horrible abuse, and they have real mental health issues because of that, and coping issues with life.
Oh yeah.
And so we pour life into those kids every day, and share with them that Jeremiah 29:11 is real, that God has a plan and a hope and a future for your life, and take this opportunity at King's Home to excel and succeed. And because they have the opportunity to do that.
And to find out what that purpose for their life is, when otherwise they may have never known that.
That's right.
They may have never come to the realization that, hey, somebody cares enough to where I do have a purpose in life. And we're going to talk about King's Home when we come back here with Lou here in just a few moments. Right now, how about some Jackson Dean for you on Hit Kicking Country? It's McCurley in the morning on a Thursday morning. And, of course, Lou Burdett in studio with me. And, of course, King's Home. A lot of people may or may not know. And talking with you in the last segment that we did, you know, you quoted scripture.
Right.
And I knew right offhand, I knew beforehand. But King's Home is a very well Christian-based, scripturally-based program and place for these young people to grow up.
That's right. It's a Christ-centered. I tell everybody, these are Christ-centered home. We start every day with prayer and devotion, every home. We worship together as a family. We want a family environment for these kids that have never known love before. Like I said earlier, 98% have experienced really, really horrible abuse. They become wards of the state because of that. And we help them in their journey along the life. David, we're standing in the gap with them. You know, and it's just like your listeners. There's not a single one of us that hasn't needed help along the way in life.
Oh, yeah.
We've all experienced pain and suffering and disappointment and loss, and our kids have too. And so we want to give them every opportunity in the world to be successful in a safe, loving home. And that's what we do every day at King's Home.
You know, the Bible teaches us that you're going to have trials and tribulations.
That's right.
And you can only imagine for a child who doesn't have the resources or the ability to deal with those trials and tribulations like you and I do as adults, so it's even harder on them.
That's right. So they are depressed. They are angry. Life doesn't make sense to me. Why was I born into the family I was born into?
Right.
Why was I abused as a little kid and couldn't help it and couldn't escape it? And that's what our kids are dealing with. David, 3 weeks ago on a Sunday night and a Monday morning in a 24-hour period, we had five serious suicidal episodes where kids were trying to commit suicide. And that is scary.
It breaks my heart.
It breaks my heart. And so that's the kind of issues and mental health issues that our kids are struggling with because of past abuse, because of what they, the circumstances they grew up in. And so that's why, you know, when you have deep wounds and hurts like that, really and truly, the only thing that's going to help heal that is knowing Jesus. And so that's why we share that every day, some kind of way. We're planting eternal seeds in the lives of these kids every single day.
Knowing Jesus, but also knowing someone else that cares.
Cares, that's right.
You know, because most of them don't. Now, we talk also about Central Alabama here, with East Central Alabama, with all of our radio stations, but King's Home is not just in the Mobile, Birmingham. Tell us a little bit. So East Central Alabama is affected as well.
Really Central Alabama. I mean, we serve kids from all over the state. We serve 25 different counties at any given time with these 70 to 80 kids. But most of them are Talladega County, St. Clair County, Shelby County, Jefferson County, Coosa County. So we do predominantly serve Central Alabama because DHR, Department of Human Resources, they want to keep kids about 60-mile radius from where they grew up so that if they have any family member that can be a visiting resource, we want to be close to them. But we do serve kids from Mobile. Right now, matter of fact, it's interesting, you mentioned Mobile. We have three kids right now from Mobile. So we serve kids from all over the state. 11 homes for abused teenagers to start over in life and have an opportunity to be successful.
Well, I'm going to challenge our listeners because I'm not asking for money. Lou's not on here asking for money today. We're just wanting to tell you about King's Home, but we're also going to tell you about an opportunity that's going to be coming up next Friday. Next Friday, and we're going to talk about that with Lou Burdett and what's going on here in Sylacauga in a way that you can help King's Home. And we're going to do that after more. How about right now? How about some, if you know country music, everybody knows the Boot Scootin' Boogie
there
by Brooks and Dunn. It's funny watching these other people in here trying to dance.
My wife wishes I could dance to it.
Me, well, all of them wish I could, but I'm not going to make a fool out of myself. We'll be back here in just a few moments with Mr. Lou Burdett. McCurley in the morning on Hit Kicking Country, Kicks 100.3. Lou Burdett, president of King's Home, is in studio with me and been blessed already to talk to him about what's going on with King's Home. But there is a way that is coming up next Friday.
Next Friday, August the 14th, we're going to have the grand opening of our newly opened thrift store here in Sylacauga. So if you have not visited our store at the Piggly Wiggly Shopping Center or Fort William Square right there on 280, come see us. It's a great store. And you know what, David? Every purchase helps others. So what a great thing. You know, we've already talked about our kids and what they struggle with. And now all of Central Alabama and the surrounding Sylacauga area has an opportunity to come shop at our store, be blessed with great product at great prices, and know that when you shop at King's Home, 100% of what you spend in our store goes to help others.
And I'm going to tell you, take donations too.
We take donations. You can drop them off out front. We'll bring them in for you right there. All you got to do is pull up to the curb right outside. It's where the old Dollar General used to be at that Piggly Wiggly shopping center that's been there forever, right there on 280. Great location.
Yes.
And we're off to a wonderful start. We opened last Friday, soft opening, so nobody knows that we're there. And we had a killer day on Saturday.
Well, and let me say this too. I'm going to challenge our listeners because I can think of four sets of people in my mind that come to my mind right now, and they'll probably kill me for saying this, but they wanted to have a yard sale, okay? Two of them just had kids and cannot have kids anymore. So all of those baby clothes, all of those things, listen.
Such a blessing.
They can be put to use at King's Home.
And help others.
Forget about making $25 at a yard sale and having to, you know, get all of it ready for Saturday. And yep. all. Listen, nothing at yard sales. I'm not saying that at all.
But you know the good thing on these yard sales, which is great to know, is after your yard sale, you have all this stuff left over that you really don't want. We'll come pick it up.
Absolutely.
So we're doing pickups all in the Sylacauga area now. So
that's what I was going to say.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's really, truly remarkable. It's not just clothing, folks. I'm talking from furniture.
That's right.
Clothing. Name us some of the things that you guys...
Everything. I mean, you know, in a thrift store, we carry everything imaginable. Now, this is a smaller store. It's not huge, but we still have bric-brac in there. We have household goods. We have furniture, mostly clothes, because that's what people want. But shoes and purses and linens, I mean, you name it, toys. We got all kind of kids' stuff in our store, including kids' clothing.
And you know what? They'll take cash, too.
We'll take cash, too.
You know, and that's not the purpose. I don't want to get on here and make it sound like we're asking for money. But one thing I did want to make sure that everybody knows, there's a lot of organizations out there. There's a lot of scams going on your phones, on your door, even door-to-door people now, Lou, with scams. This is no scam, folks. This goes to help kids who are in kind of an orphanage home, in King's Home. And let me tell you, 100% of what they donate goes to help a child.
And hardly any other thrift operation can say that. Any other thrift operation, a fraction goes to help others. At King's Home, 100%. And these are local kids. Like I said, we serve kids from Talladega County, St. Clair County, mostly Shelby and Jefferson, all of Central Alabama. We serve those kids. And they need a chance to start over in life. They deserve a chance to start over in life. And that's what we do every single day. What we say is that we restore hope every single day in these kids' life.
That is wonderful. I tell you, what a blessing. And Lord knows when you get to heaven, there's going to be extra jewel in your crown for doing that because, let me tell you, they need help. They really do. When we come back, I'm going to have one more segment on today's show with Lou. And, you know, he's one of these guys. He's an Alabama Crimson Tide fan, but that's okay. I'm going to ask him some fun things when I come back. And we'll always have a little fun. And then, of course, we'll remind you about next Friday as well. Lou Burnett in studio with me. And, yeah, I'm going to play the fight song for the school across the state. You know, I don't mind saying it. Alabama. If you want to be brave and tell people what year you graduated from the University of Alabama.
1981.
I
left Alabama.
And, of course... you probably, can I give you a quick story right quick?
Yeah.
Our former business manager, who's retired now, Mac Howell, everybody here in town knows him, just an absolute gem of a man. He and his wife, back when they were first married, I can't remember if it was their first or second anniversary or whatever, they went to some restaurant in Birmingham and said that they were having dinner for their anniversary, and when they walked into the restaurant, two guys in suits walked out, and Bear Bryant walked out behind them, and he introduced himself, and Bear Bryant, you know, said thank you for being a fan and everything, and Mac told him it was their anniversary. He pulled out a $100 bill and gave it to him, said, here, have your anniversary dinner on me.
You know, Coach
Didn't
Bryant
know him from
was
a house cap.
Very giving. I was fortunate enough to be a capstone man at the University of Alabama, so I was around Coach Bryant a lot at football games and football weekends. And, you know, he was a great man. And, of course, back in that day in the late 70s, and we thought that was the glory day of football. And my kids all went to Alabama. I have three kids. They all went to Alabama. And they really did experience the glory days of Alabama football.
Yeah, it's been two big runs, one for, you know, for Coach Bryant, one for Nick Saban.
That's
and
right. Both great coaches.
We're waiting to get a run like that down on the Plains. But, hey, listen, well, I do something with people that get on the program. I call it my Fast Five, whatever you want. I'm going to ask you some questions, and I want you to tell me the first thing pops into your mind. I don't care what it is.
Ooh,
okay.
Risky.
All right. When is the last time you hand washed your vehicle?
Oh, gosh. A month ago.
You're better than me. It's been longer than that for me. I do wash my truck, but it's usually through the automated thing. Okay. Favorite food? What's
pizza.
Your favorite food? Pizza? What do you like on it?
Oh, I like, you know, your listeners are going to be disappointed. I like a Hawaiian pizza.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with pepperoni and pineapple.
Absolutely.
And jalapeno.
Hey, that's okay.
Spicy
right there.
Hawaiian.
So you like spicy foods?
I like spicy.
Okay, all right.
Now, I'm sort of spicy.
I hear you. So when is the last time you went to a movie theater?
Oh, my gosh. My wife and I
and
were talking about
And what was it you saw?
It was pre-COVID. I have not been to a movie theater since before COVID, and I couldn't even tell you the last movie it was.
I went fairly recently with my granddaughter. I've got a three-year-old granddaughter. So, you know, if Papa needs to go and take to a cartoon or whatever. It's not Frank Art. Last book that you read cover to cover, not necessarily one sitting, but and if you remember what it was.
I read so many books, two or three a month. Gosh. Oh, I know what it was. It was the Theo of Golden.
Okay.
It was a great read.
Okay.
Theo of Golden. Great book.
So you would suggest that for anybody?
Oh, I would suggest it. It's a great story. Now, it's not a page-turner, but it's a great story.
All right. So are you a cake or ice cream person?
Oh, ice cream.
And we got
at our grand opening at King's Home Thrift, we're going to have Bluebell ice cream.
That was my next question. There's no other. Listen, one of my best friends who does ball games with us just walked in here a while ago, and he works at Bluebell. All right, let me ask you one other thing. I know this is probably more than five, but are you more of a stay at home and watch the football game or like going to Tuscaloosa?
I've had season tickets since Tide Pride started. 30 years ago, I was in the first year. And so I go to every home game I can get to, which is most of them.
You go on the road, any?
Do I do what?
Do you go to away games then?
Occasionally.
All right, I'm going to ask you this.
But now, if it's a bowl game or a national championship, I try everything I can to make those.
Tell me, what is the best away experience you've ever had?
Well, the best away game that I've ever been to was the national championship game when we just railed Notre Dame in Miami. And I was there, because as a kid, we lost to Notre Dame in national championships growing up. So it was so much fun. And those Notre Dame fans came in. They were so cocky and so arrogant, and we just ran them off the field, and that was so much fun.
All right. Well, personally, not a Fast Five, but tell us a little bit. You talked about your kids. Tell us a little bit about your family real quick before we go.
Oldest is in Mobile and married a Mobile girl who's my daughter's best friend. And they have two boys. My daughter's in West Palm, and she has two girls. And then my youngest works in D.C. at the Department of Transportation.
Wow. Well, listen, we certainly appreciate you coming in, and you're going to be in here with me again talking about next Friday. One more time, give us a time for next Friday's grand opening.
King's Home Thrift at the Piggly Wiggly Shopping Center, Fort William Square, 10 o'clock a.m. Come to our ribbon cutting and you'll be blessed.
And you're already open now.
We're open now.
Right.
But the grand opening is 10 o'clock next Friday the 14th, and we're open every day 8 to 8.
There you go. That's what I was asking. You can bring things to donate, anything.
Anything.
From clothes, toys, furniture, you got it. They'll take it, and trust me, this will go for a great cause. Lou, thank you for coming in here. I look forward to talking to you next Friday.
Every purchase helps others.
Absolutely.